We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, inspiring viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikam Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Etablissimo Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraiso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión, in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Daumoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bainzarh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Arab Emirates and India plan to preserve documents relevant to their cultural connection. In environmental news, traditional veggies gain popularity in urban East Africa. In animal news, a British study finds that bees like to rest every night, whether it's light or dark. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 27th, is Moldova's Independence Day, celebrating its self-rule gained in 1991. The Podolia Domnyaska is this Eastern European country's most sizable nature reserve. It is referred to as Heron's Land due to its large population of these lovely birds. Prominent artists in Moldova include the painters Andrei Mudria and Alexei Kolobniak, and the sculptor Yuri Konashin. Moldova's rich cultural heritage is also represented by the more than 880 folk music groups reflecting its many nationalities. We wish the kind Moldovans a festive Independence Day.
Fly. Hawaiian News, tropical storm sweeps through Aulac or Vietnam. On Tuesday, August 24th, north-central Aulac was pummeled by tropical storm Mindule, claiming the lives of at least 10 people and leaving 57 others injured, with 10 missing. Amongst the worst hit were the Nghệ An, Hà Tĩnh, and Thừa Thiên Huế provinces. In anticipation of the storm, officials had evacuated a total of 88,000 people from vulnerable coastal areas in Nghệ An and Hà Tĩnh. As the storm made landfall, wind gusts of up to 117 kilometers per hour caused the collapse of approximately 300 homes, with damage to over 31,000. Nearly 8,000 electric poles were uprooted, as some 62,000 hectares of rice and other crops were inundated, along with irrigation systems and roads. Local administrations immediately began dispatching teams to provide emergency aid, restore power, and prevent outbreaks of illness. With our sympathies for those who lost their lives, we thank the Aulacese or Vietnamese government and officials working to ease the situation for the flood afflicted. May such tragedies soon cease, as humanity's gentler care of the ecosphere helps restore our planetary stability.
Offshore hurricane brings torrential Mexican rains. On Sunday, August 22nd, Tropical Storm Frank formed in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of Mexico, and by Wednesday had strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane with up to 120 km per hour winds. Although the storm is not expected to touch land, resulting heavy rainfall in Oaxaca and Tabasco states in the south of the nation led to the death of 4 people due to landslides, while 2 more are reported missing and at least 30,000 were affected. Mexican officials evacuated hundreds of people to shelters as houses, roads, and bridges sustained damage in over 100 towns. Local officials also said that schools in Oaxaca had been closed for children's safety since Tuesday. Our gratefulness for the protective efforts of the Mexican personnel, as we send sincere sympathies for the lives lost and pray for the soon recovery of the affected residents. May peaceful lives be regained by all as we strive for greater kindness toward each other and our earth.
Rare fire tornado in Brazil. Dry conditions and high winds led to the formation of a rare fire tornado that blazed across Aracatuba in Sao Paulo State on Wednesday, August 25th. Such funnels of flame, which can be hundreds of meters tall and cause widespread devastation, are created in extremely dry conditions as columns of air rise from burning ground.
Fortunately, this fire tornado self-extinguished within a few minutes with no injuries to humans, although firefighting personnel are still struggling to put out the flames across the state, with prolonged drought causing desert-like arid conditions. We thank heaven for the short-lived nature of this event and send our appreciation to the firefighters, as well as our prayers for the containment of the flames and the subsiding of such destructive events through our more benevolent regard of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Coptic Christian pilgrimage unites faiths. During the month of August, approximately 1 million Coptic Christians embark on a pilgrimage to a cave near the rural village of Dirunka in southern Egypt, where Jesus, Mary, and Joseph are believed to have taken shelter when Jesus was a baby. The town is also known as a place where Christians and Muslims live harmoniously, and during the pilgrimage, many Muslims come to visit and pray alongside their Christian brethren. We are touched by the interfaith solidarity of the people of Dirunka and send our best wishes for a meaningful pilgrimage for all, filled with the presence of the divine.
Ammonia leak at U.S. chicken plant causes widespread illness. About 130 residents were sickened, with 29 admitted to the hospital and 7 in intensive care after an ammonia leak was discovered on Monday, August 23rd, at a coastal Alabama chicken distribution plant. Residents within 1 mile of the leak were told by emergency officials to remain inside with their air conditioners turned off. Up to 800 gallons of ammonia, which is used during the chicken freezing process, were found to have leaked, with workers at the plant reporting breathing difficulties as well as throat pain and dizziness. Also evacuated were 65 oil spill cleanup workers from energy company BP who were at a nearby staging area, with their personnel being among those who were taken to the hospitals.
We appreciate the quick actions of local officials and pray for the swift and complete recovery of all who have fallen ill. May such dangerous incidences cease as humans forsake the harmful substances associated with animal raising practices, turning instead to compassionate and eco-friendly plant-based lifestyles for the benefit of all.
Youth Olympic Games concludes. Organized by the International Olympic Committee, or IOC, the international multi-sport event that ended August 26th in Singapore featured the talents of over 3,600 athletes aged 14 to 18 years. Our correspondent shares more on location.
We are here at the Marina Bay in Singapore, where the Youth Olympic Games 2010 has come to a successful close. The past 12 days have been filled with exceptional performances from 3,600 international athletes who have been giving their best in 26 different sports, with many of them surpassing their own records.
I'm really happy.
Among these feats was China's weightlifter Deng Wei, who set a new world junior record for the girls' 58-kilogram event as fellow Chinese athlete Tang Yi attained junior world records in three swimming events. The United Kingdom's Sam Oldham also garnered a gold medal in a gymnastics event.
Countries whose athletes have emerged in the lead with top numbers of gold medals include China, Russia, and South Korea.
Notable wins also included the Bolivia boys' soccer gold, as the Haitian team brought pride and joy to their still-recovering nation with an admirable silver medal-winning performance. In the girls' soccer tournament, Chile's team dedicated their gold medal to the 33 miners awaiting rescue in the country's northern gold mine. Australia and Pakistan came out in the lead for boys' hockey, and Kui Bo, a 17-year-old diver from China, won a gold medal in the 3-meter springboard during what was the world's first nighttime open-air diving competition. In the windsurfing, Israel's Mayan Rafiq clinched gold for the boys' Techno 293 competition, as Thailand's Siripon K. Duangam attained a remarkable 5 consecutive races for the girls' event.
I think the Youth Olympic Games is very great. The people are very friendly, the competitions are very exciting. I learned the qualities of respect, friendship, and excellence, and how they are linked together.
Along with engaging in sports, the athletes coming together for this year's Youth Olympics also have a better appreciation of different countries' culture and learn about the importance of protecting the environment through the cultural and educational program organized for them.
Indeed, the IOC emphasized the cultural and educational value of the Games and implemented multilingual and multicultural requirements to ensure the fulfillment of the theme Learning to Know, Learning to Be, Learning to Do, and Learning to Live Together. Meanwhile, the United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, sponsored a series of fun and educational activities to raise eco-awareness and encourage better stewardship of the environment.
Youth Olympics is really fun. It's quite a good opportunity to promote racial harmony. The nicest thing is that you meet people all over the world and see stuff differently because you meet them and talk with them. It's really nice.
The games culminated in a grand closing ceremony. This is the Free Master Television reporting from Singapore.
We join the world in congratulating all participating athletes as we thank the International Olympic Committee, the United Nations, and host Singapore for a memorable inaugural event. May the Olympic spirit of good sportsmanship, healthy fitness, and friendship continue to shine to all corners of the world.
Youth Olympics!
Yay!
Earth-like planet discovered in distant solar system. Announced on Tuesday, August 24th at a conference in France was the find of a planetary system revolving around a star called HD 10180 that is very similar to our own sun. Thus far, scientists have been able to detect up to 7 planets revolving around the star, some 127 light-years away.
One of the planets is also thought to be close to Earth-sized, with a mass only 1.4 times that of our Earth, which would make it the lowest mass planet discovered outside the solar system. With one astronomer noting the growing body of evidence that the universe is full of planets, with several that could be similar to our own, lead researcher Dr. Christoph Lovis from Geneva University in Switzerland commented,
"We have probably found the system with the most planets known today coming close to the solar system. This is a step towards answering long-standing questions such as how common are habitable planets in the universe."
What exciting findings! Bravo and many thanks, Dr. Lovis and fellow astronomy experts, for your detailed observations that have led to such an intriguing discovery. We can't wait to hear more about this and other planetary neighbors in space.
Save our planet. U.S. endures record high temperatures. According to new data from the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, the year 2010 is turning out to be the hottest in the country's recorded history. Each month so far this year, from March through June, has seen record-setting heat. NOAA experts stated that the warm El Niño pattern for 2010 is amplifying the influence of climate change. In mid-August, the U.S. National Weather Service issued excessive heat warnings in 9 states along the Mississippi River and a heat advisory for 7 others as temperatures soared above 90 degrees Fahrenheit on most days and exceeded 100 degrees in some areas.
Such unusually hot weather over the past few months, which was seen throughout the U.S. and other notable regions such as Russia, poses a significantly higher health risk, especially to the frail elderly and others who are vulnerable. Indeed, it has claimed numerous lives across the U.S. this summer, with 10 people who were reported to have succumbed to a Missouri heat wave in 1 week alone.
We thank the U.S. National Weather Service and other officials for your efforts to inform the public of these increasingly dire conditions. Let us act now as a global community to restore more harmonious patterns through our united steps toward sustainable living.
Regarding the unrelenting climb in temperatures due to global warming, Supreme Master Qinghai has frequently discussed a rapid way to relieve the planet of the human-caused atmospheric heat, as in this March 2009 video conference in Mexico.
The past decade has twice, at least, seen the hottest average annual temperatures ever recorded in our planet's history. So we must cool the planet, first and foremost. And one of the most effective and fastest way to reduce the heat in the atmosphere is to eliminate methane production. Methane not only traps up to 72 times more heat than carbon, it also goes away from the atmosphere much faster than CO2. We can start by cutting down on the biggest methane producer in the world. That is animal raising. So, to cool the planet most quickly, we have to stop consuming meat in order to stop the livestock raising industry. If everyone in the world would adopt this simple but most powerful practice of an animal-free diet, then we could reverse the effect of global warming in no time.
Save our planet. Tunisia's agriculture ministry reports that cereal production has been reduced by half due to dry weather, with over 2 million metric tons of grain that will have to be imported from Canada, USA, and Europe to fulfill the nation's needs.
Save our planet. British Agricultural and Environmental Consultancy Group, ADAS, calls on farmers to reduce fresh water use as well as more efficiently harness rain and other water sources to preserve productivity and adapt to increased drought conditions.
Save our planet. Nigeria's Ministry of Environment pledges stricter monitoring and penalties to companies as it reports over 3,200 cases of oil spillage in the past 4 years in the Niger Delta that have contaminated drinking water, destroyed crops, and impacted livelihoods.
Warning news. A study by the Australian Education and Rehabilitation Foundation finds that over 70% of the Australian adults are negatively impacted each year by someone else's drinking, with 43% who are affected by physical or verbal abuse at an annual cost to the nation of $32 billion, more than double previous estimates.
Hi, the Snow Monkey. I'm following a vegan diet of kindness. Today I'd like to share a horticulture tip. If your garden is in the shade, apply a layer of organic mulch 2 to 3 inches deep. This feeds your plants and they will thrive. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the worldwide weather.
In cultural news, the United Arab Emirates and India will collaborate to conserve documents relevant to the historical connection. Indian Ambassador to the United Arab Emirates, His Excellency M.K. Lokesh, encouraged the National Center for Documentation and Research, NCDR, to form a relationship with the National Archives of India, among other relevant institutions. Furthermore, His Excellency suggested that the NCDR and appropriate Indian counterparts record the past amicable relations between India and the United Arab Emirates. Our sincere thankfulness, India, Your Excellency Ambassador M.K. Lokesh and the United Arab Emirates, for honoring your precious shared history. May the friendship between your two nations continue to flourish with heaven's blessings.
In environmental news, traditional veggies are popular in urban East Africa. An increasing number of people in countries including Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania, and Nairobi are visiting city markets in search of leafy vegetables. Town traders are doing a flourishing business selling produce such as oringa leaves, cassava leaves, bean leaves, and okra fruits, which were formerly considered mainly village fare. Indigenous vegetables have been found to have very beneficial medicinal properties and high nutritional value. Kudos and all those partaking in the resurgence of these wonderful vegetables. May we look to the earth-saving plant-based world to provide us with all we need for a bountiful and sustainable future. Up next on Noteworthy News, bees know when it's time to stop working and have a good rest. And it looks like the bird feeder needs refilling, so we'll step out for just a moment. Be right back. Stay tuned for more gladdening news coming up on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, encouraging news for an inspired world. In animal news, British scientists find bees have a consistent work schedule. Professor Lars Chicta, PhD student Ralph Stelzer, and team from Queen Mary School of Biological and Chemical Sciences at the University of London conducted a study of the industrious insects in northern Finland. It was observed that during the summertime of 24-hour sunlight, the bees returned to their hives long before midnight. Researchers suggested that the bumblebees benefit from an overnight rest. It was further stated that the bees may be able to discern changes in temperature or light intensity as cues to knowing the time of day. Our appreciation, Dr. Lars Chitka, Mr. Ralph Stelzer, and colleagues for your informative and interesting results. May our sensitive bee co-inhabitants continue to grace our shared planet for countless centuries to come.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Xhosa, a language spoken in South Africa entitled Precautionary Measures.
Indoda ende ekhangeleka njengesigebenga kutsha nje ingena ehotele encinane kwidolobha apho ukutsha kwezindlu kubekho kuninzi yacela indawo yokuhlala yexeshana ngemali eyivumela ukuhlala kumgangatho wokugqibela ongasentla kwimpahla yayo umnene wotele ubona intambo esongiweyo. Wabuza, intambo yantoni le? Eyokubaleka umlilo, yatsho indoda. Ndihamba nayo ukuze ndikwazi ukuzehlisa ngefestile, ndingakhange ndiphazamise mntu. Licebo elihle elo, watsho umphathi wotele. Kodwa ke iindwendwe ezineendlela zazo zokubaleka umlilo ezinjengale zikhokelisa intlawulo kule hotele.
And now for our viewers' hotline on Cherry Blossom Dance on Enlightening Entertainment.
I watched your Enlightening Entertainment on Supreme Master Television by your association members of Hong Kong entitled Cherry Blossom Dance. I was very interested in the song and dance. I would appreciate if you could provide me the title of the song and the singer's name. Thank you. Yong from Malaysia.
Greetings, Yong. We're glad you enjoyed the performance. The name of the delightful Japanese song is Kyomo Egoade Konnichiwa, or Always Salute with a Smile. The singer is Miss Masako Mori. Our best wishes to you and all the gentle citizens of Malaysia.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be blessed with joy and compassion. So long until next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Celebrating its 43rd anniversary, the Syrian Women's Union commemorates a broad range of achievements that unify and promote women's innovations, including the creation of tens of thousands of job opportunities.
Following 16 years of careful excavations, Greek archaeologists announced the discovery of Ithaca Island of the legendary palace of Odysseus, matching the description on the classic Odyssey by Homer, written some 2,800 years ago.
The Red Crescent Authority of the United Arab Emirates launches a campaign under the patronage of Her Highness Sheikha Fatima bint Mubarak to provide free healthcare for at least 1 million disadvantaged children in countries worldwide.
When asked in a press interview about his recent switch to vegetarianism, champion U.S. golfer Phil Mickelson stated that it has been surprisingly easy and that he feels excellent on a diet that consists primarily of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains.
A collaboration among U.S. federal agencies has resulted in technological advances that could see an end to certain animal testing as soon as 2011, with high-speed automated robots that instead evaluate the safety of pharmaceuticals and environmental chemicals.
French founder and pilot Alain Plabol of the Hydroptel Flying Yacht Project, which has already achieved several speed sailing world records, unveils a new prototype called Hydroptel.ch with a goal to travel as fast as classical yachts.
As part of a comprehensive plan to reduce alcohol-related deaths and binge drinking, New Zealand's government drafts legislation that bans alcohol sales in retail outlets to youths under age 20.
German researchers are working to create a vehicle safety feature through intelligent textiles that detect sleepiness in the driver by monitoring heartbeat, breathing, and head position, with alerts that include seat vibration and an audible warning.
Prior to his group U2's first ever concert in Russia, three-time Nobel Prize nominee and Grammy-winning Irish vocalist Bono meets for tea with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, where the president also commends the singer's humanitarian work.
A macaque monkey in Bali, Indonesia's Monkey Forest Park, is observed to have adopted a young stray kitten and is affectionately caring for and grooming it.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.